This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
40-plus world leaders met virtually Thursday to talk climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country, the world's largest consumer of coal, will attempt to strictly limit increasing coal consumption over the next 5 years. It should be noted that everything being discussed are non-binding commitments. Sports was a way for Americans to come together. 11-year Army vet Graham Allen tells Fox News the reason for the collapse in ratings at Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association is because of what Americans want is not what's being delivered.
Sports is supposed to bring Americans together, especially troops overseas. It's this opportunity to just forget about what's going on and just watch the amazing game and the amazing talent of the amazing athletes. Your ratings are going down the drain. Listen to what the American people are actually telling you that they want.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Georgia Star News is reporting an elections group funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has donated $5.6 million to the office of Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. Walter Jones, a spokesman for Raffensperger's office, said that the funds enabled this and local elections offices to combat disinformation. The Georgia legislature passed an election reform bill since the election to ensure election integrity. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, said at a press conference Thursday that the Democrat push for Washington, D.C. statehood and to pack the U.S. Supreme Court is more of a power grab than doing good by the American people.
The Joe Biden who swore me into the Senate 9 years ago, I don't know where that guy is. I think they got him tied up in a basement somewhere because it's the crazies who are running the ship. But you know what? He is president now, so act like it.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation to make D.C. the country's 51st state. It now heads to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grab or taxation without representation? Washington politicians fight each other on statehood for D.C.
It's the second time in as many years that the lower chamber passed a D.C. statehood bill, this time by a vote of 216 to 208. Next, the bill is likely to get a committee hearing in the Senate, but the Democratic-backed proposal needs 10 Republicans to support it for the bill to receive a floor vote. The House Oversight Committee approved the bill earlier this month. Those who favor D.C. statehood say the district has 700,000 residents, which is more than both Wyoming and Vermont, yet they're not represented with voting members in Congress. Opponents argue that the bill is a power grab since the district is largely Democratic. If the Senate passed the bill, it would head to President Joe Biden, who has already indicated he would sign it. A letter from 22 Republican state attorneys general to Biden earlier this month said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress authority over Washington, D.C., and that the only way to grant it statehood would be to pass a constitutional amendment. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York City Councilman Brad Lander, who crusaded against reckless drivers and pushed a law that lets the city seize their cars, has been caught speeding in school zones around the Big Apple 8 times in the past 5 years. City records show Lander's lead foot led to tickets against him for going more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in every borough except Staten Island since June of 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we have to do this together, ladies and gentlemen, because as we see, boy, I'll tell you, the road is broad, and so many people are following the Pied Piper to a destination that they just do not even understand and know what it's leading. It's amazing what indoctrination can do and how it can dumb down our very children that we've paid so much money for them to be educated and they end up coming home being indoctrinated. The thing is, it's quite shocking, John Zemerich, is, countries, homes across the country at Thanksgiving time go into a collective, state of shock because their kids come home and they've only been in school for a couple of months and things are coming out of their mouths that, parents and grandparents are falling over on their Thanksgiving table in their chairs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I remember the things that I encountered in my first semester at Yale back in the early 1980s, and it's infinitely worse now. But I remember coming from a rather conservative blue-collar Catholic neighborhood, and in my first semester, there was a same-sex kiss-in on the steps of the library, and I had to step over male couples and female couples making out on the steps of the library.
And the point is that, let's just take the shock out of all this and let's in front of God and everybody, let's just put it on full display. Guys, see, I remember when I went to school, that was an offense. I mean, a public show of affection, right? That's out the door. I mean, you couldn't even hold a girl's hand, much less, kiss somebody else of the same sex.
Well, so I decided to rub other things in people's faces. I subscribed to Soldier of Fortune magazine and wore a T-shirt that said better dead than red all around campus. And so I just decided, okay, you want shock value? I'll give you some shock value. And I kept that up for 4 years, and it was fun.
I was going to say, I think you still keep it up. Nothing has changed much, actually. Well, it's just part of our DNA, John. Come on, forgive us. It's just what it is. I mean, who else could write the politically incorrect guide to Catholicism? For me, reading this book, I mean, these are the things that, when I was in Catholic school, God forbid, and I was an altar boy, did all that stuff like you did, and God forbid that I would even, say anything, much less think it, here you are in this book, you have no idea what kind of liberty you offer to all of us Catholics who were so tied up.
I try to help. I did a 3-part thing on Pope Francis trying to rehabilitate Judith, of all people. Mm.
This is amazing. I mean, as if it's not silly enough for, you know, some of the Hollywood elites to try and do that. The Pope, of all people, is like, what are you thinking? I mean, that's like one of those things you should keep behind a closed door, in my humble opinion, because, unless you just somehow it just escaped without you realizing it. You thought maybe you were just thinking it, not saying it. I don't know. I don't understand his point in all this.
I think his point is to invert our sensibilities, to flip them on their head. We're supposed to think that there's mercy for Judas, who betrayed Jesus, but no mercy for Donald Trump for wanting to build a border wall. No mercy for people who make guns and ammo. He actually once said in a speech in 2017, in the same speech, he condemned the allies like FDR and Churchill for not bombing the train tracks leading to the death camps in the Holocaust. And in the same speech, condemned anyone who makes any weapons anywhere for any purpose. Well, what did he want the allies to drop on the tracks to the death camps? Bibles?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Collected works of Pope Francis?
See, that's
in the same speech.
Yeah. That's the illogic. Yeah. And that's the illogic that reigns today when you've got a police officer, you know, going to save a girl who's about to get her throat slashed, and he has to respond with lethal force. And some of these brainiacs, you know, like from The View, I mean, they're just so wise. I don't know why they don't repeat that show 24/7, because the wisdom that comes from that that collective there is, you know, it leaves me in awe. I mean, Joe Bayard going, well, why didn't he just shoot it, you know, shoot it up in the air? I mean, first of all, you know what she ought to do? You see, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I spent a good amount of time in Orange County, California. And there's a local community in particular. It's heavily Hispanic. And what they do is a lot of the people there, Hispanics, they do what they do in Mexico. And that's on these celebratory days like, let's say whether it's the 4th of July or New Year's or whatever. These knuckleheads go out and they shoot bullets up in the air, just straight up in the air. And then they wonder why their dogs die. And windows are being broken, and people are getting injured. Joy, it's called gravity. What goes up must come down. Where do you think that bullet, what's going to happen? I mean, it's like you're sending a bullet down range, and there's no response. Yeah.
How about a compromise? Every time a police officer is in a sees someone with a deadly weapon, he should point a gun at Joy Behar and shoot in that direction. Joy can volunteer to take the bullets for all the felons. I've got a piece at stream.org. After Derek Chauvin, we see America's choice, a great awakening or a Spanish-style civil war. The lesson that our police are taking away from the last year and a half of insanity, it's very clear. Get out. Forget your pension. Find another job now. Maybe get a job as an armed security guard for some Hollywood actor who makes shoot 'em up movies in the day and then at night campaigns for gun control. Because you're on the line to keep the lid on a boiling cauldron of nightmarish family dysfunction. The public relies on you, but it won't have your back. You have to discipline and control a bunch of wild young boys and men who are broken. You have to do the work their tomcatting fathers never stuck around to do, and you have to do it without hurting anybody. I mean, it's, you know, if you can't get out of being a police officer in a big city, then just try to avoid doing your job. If you see black people fighting, don't get involved. Drive away. Let them beat up, stab, even shoot each other. Because if you try to stop them, even to save like an innocent teenage girl from getting stabbed, you're liable to ruin your own life.
So
screw it.
Yeah.
Heck with it.
Well, that's what we're being told. We're being told that it's just what happens. It's just what young people do. It's kind of a rite of passage. It's just like a schoolyard fight.
The strongest survive, you know.
Yes.
Survival of the fittest, or at least those who can take a stabbing and take a pistol.
Darwin reigns once again.
Terrible.
This is absolutely insane. And to hear them talk about it, it only makes it worse. It's like, you know, can we stop you? I mean, LeBron James, can we just stop you? I mean, is there any stopping of you? No, there's no. Oh, yeah, because this is what we get with a, you know, an open society, a free country, freedom of speech so far for some people, especially they can still do it. But, you know, knuckleheadedness reigns, and it's quite obvious. I mean, you know, you just... You can sit back and be entertained, sadly, until maybe somewhere at some time common sense can reign once again, John Zemerik. That's my hope. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, welcome back. fresh and independent. We are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Just about 24-7, we're fresh and independent. We thank you so much for being a part of the solution and not the problem. Dr. John Zemerich, a verse from Scripture that has been haunting me recently, and I keep hearing pieces of this, that, you know, that we're seekers of knowledge. And, you know, 2 Timothy says this very clearly, that we'll always be learning but never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. This is where we are today. I mean, supposedly the intellectual class that is touting itself in, you know, these halls of academia that supposedly know so much, but their abandonment of the truth, the source of real knowledge and learning, has been abandoned. And as Jordan Peterson would say, they've rendered themselves stupid in their committed process.
Oh, absolutely. What we're seeing take over America in this woke phenomenon, it's not even secularism. It's certainly not philosophy. It is a false new religion, a perversion of Christianity that Darwinian materialists use to give themselves a sense of meaning and purpose in life. They don't have a sense of what is good. They don't have a sense of reason. But they do know that bad things have happened in the past. They know about just like three things, that they literally, the only bad things they know that ever happened. Mm-hmm. Slavery, segregation, and the Holocaust. That's all they need to know. Mm-hmm. Those things were bad. They can't explain why they were bad. They can't justify why they were bad, because to do that, you would have to have a picture of human nature, a meaningful picture of human nature that explains what man is. They can't do that. They just say, well, that's bad, so we're going to do the opposite of it, and that's good. And so what they're doing is they're taking one element of Christian ethics, biblical ethics, the basic equality of human beings in the eyes of God. They don't believe in God. They believe in Darwin. So, they believe in the survival of the fittest as the engine that created all life and human life and them. So that's kind of their God term, is Darwinian evolution. It makes no sense to say that Darwin forbids racism. There's no logical connection there. And in fact, Darwin was a racist who said the Anglo-Saxon race would eventually exterminate all the lesser races, and that would be for the benefit of mankind. And if you don't believe me, look up his correspondence with the Reverend Charles Kingsley, and you can find that. You can find the exact quote from Darwin. I mean, I think that's the proper thing to when talking to these people, except if they have the power to get you fired, is to say, I would like you, Darwinian materialist, to explain to me why racism is wrong, using only Darwinian arguments. Don't borrow anything from Christianity. You haven't paid for those ethics.
Right.
They're not yours. Give them back. You know?
Exactly. No, that's this is the rich irony of it all, because here they are embracing Darwin, who supposedly ended up, you know, before his death, rejecting and even putting into question his, his infamous theories. Interesting that they would embrace that now when their founder of these ideas has abandoned them. Of course, he's dead, so even further.
I would recommend everybody go to the Discovery Institute, discovery.org, and read the growing consensus that there is no materialist explanation for the emergence of life on Earth or the emergence of human life among other species. There's no rational materialist way to explain it. There's just too much information required to structure matter. And information doesn't come out of thin air.
Right, and they're not going to do all the hard work. So to even try to exercise themselves to that end. So it's just, hey, this is what I think. This is what is, like Barack Obama would say. It's a fact. And so
if you want to understand how it's not a fact, there's a great new book by Stephen Meyer called The Return of the God Hypothesis. You ought to interview him. He's Cambridge-educated philosopher of science. And he shows how every attempt to simulate the origin of life, every attempt to explain why the universe turned out to be open to life, and every attempt to explain how the most primitive cell came into being, every attempt to explain any of those things by materialistic, so-called scientific, in the modern sense, methodology has failed utterly.
Wow.
Utterly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why they have to use censorship in schools and to threaten to destroy the careers and good names of scientists who disagree with them. It's like the Chinese Communist Party. It doesn't have any arguments. All it has is force. And that's what the left is using now.
Exactly. I'm going to force you to believe a counterfeit.
Look, on the Derek Chauvin trial, I think he was guilty of something. He deserved to be fired. He probably deserved the manslaughter charge. But second-degree murder while trying to restrain a suspect, I mean, I think that was an example of overcharging. But the jury convicted. I've got another piece at stream.org. The Derek Chauvin verdict, mostly just, certainly ominous. When you've got organized terrorist groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter threatening to burn cities down if they don't get the verdict they want in a trial in court, that is scary.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
well, and you've got a president and vice president chiming in on this as well. Are you kidding me?
And these same people want us to think that a bunch of people taking selfies at the Capitol was the burning of the Reichstag, which means we have to suspend the Constitution and stop free speech. These same people who think it's fine to burn cities down if you don't like what happens in court. We are getting in some very dangerous times, and these people, the left, I think they're actually fantasizing about a civil war. It reminds me of what happened with the Spanish government, the left-wing anti-Catholic Spanish government in the 1930s. They were beating up Christians in the streets, shooting conservative members of the Spanish parliament, and they just thought they could continue to wield violence forever and that the nation of Spain would just put up with it. Well, Francisco Franco proved otherwise, and the Spanish Civil War was a hideous, bloody thing. It killed something like 1 in 4 of the population of Spain. At least it had a happy ending. But who wants to go down that road just to see what insanity the left can impose on you? Burning churches and desecrating the bodies of nuns they'd pull out of coffins. I could see Antifa doing any of that. I put nothing past these losers.
John, it gets to a point where
ready for them.
You got to bully a bully, and they're bullies. I mean,
that's
and you're talking such a small percentage. Less than 10% of our population is participating in this radical behavior, and they're running the show right now. The tail is shaking the dog.
You get these pasty veal white mama's boys coming out of their mom's basement in the suburbs, going to the inner city, trashing the neighborhood there, and then going back home to their mommy. I mean, I don't know why the population of those neighborhoods doesn't take Antifa out. Why they don't suppress Black Lives Matter themselves? Because it's making it impossible, even more impossible, for people to have decent, productive, orderly lives in these minority neighborhoods. They're taking the most challenged neighborhoods in the country, and they're using basically shooting galleries and safari parks, and then they're going back home to their own privileged little worlds. It's really sickening.
Well, and the other thing, too, speaking of Derek Chauvin and the verdict and everything, little did we know that George Floyd was going to be elevated to sainthood.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, how ominous is this?
Worse than George Floyd is Jacob Blake, the guy who was wanted for sexual assault, and the police tried to arrest him, and he tried to pull a knife. And now he's in a wheelchair, but he's getting a multi-million-dollar settlement. He's being treated like a hero. What about the woman he was abusing?
Exactly.
What about the victims of the crimes that these police are trying to stop? Almost all those victims are black or Hispanic and poor or old and helpless. These are the real victims, and they're being ignored because they didn't get killed. It wasn't a cop that victimized them, supposedly. It was just another member of the community, capital C, like George Floyd or Jacob Blake or this teenage girl with the unpronounceable name who was trying to stab a black girl.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Let me get
Thank
right
you.
Back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's Print Shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
40-plus world leaders met virtually Thursday to talk climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country, the world's largest consumer of coal, will attempt to strictly limit increasing coal consumption over the next 5 years. It should be noted that everything being discussed are non-binding commitments. Sports was a way for Americans to come together. 11-year Army vet Graham Allen tells Fox News the reason for the collapse in ratings at Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association is because of what Americans want is not what's being delivered.
Sports is supposed to bring Americans together, especially troops overseas. It's this opportunity to just forget about what's going on and just watch the amazing game and the amazing talent of the amazing athletes. Your ratings are going down the drain. Listen to what the American people are actually telling you that they want.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, in the coming months, many experts are predicting an improving economy and a surge in employment that's going to pose some unique challenges for employers as well as the workforce. Here with some suggestions for preparing for an employment surge is Jeannie Walden. She's the Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for Daily Pay, a company that helps businesses with on-demand pay solutions. Jeannie's an expert at helping companies and employees adapt to new working environments. She's recently named Transformational Chief Marketing Officer of the Year by the CMO Club and has written several books and launched 5 companies during her award-winning career. Jeannie, congratulations on the award, and great to have you with us this morning. How are you?
Thanks so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, let's talk about what you see for employment in the coming months. What's your prediction?
Oh, it's going to be a crazy summer where we battle between starting to get out and have some fun with family and friends and enjoy the summer and go back to work and really kickstart the economy again. So I think businesses are going to need to be creative and get very excited around reopening America.
Any problems that you foresee, Jeannie, with, some government regulations? It seems like some government regulations are going to come back into play. Do you see that thwarting or downthrottling any of this, proposed or expected business growth?
Yeah, well, we're still battling a lot of challenges as we look at trying to get America reopened and back to the surging economy we had pre-COVID. You know, pre-COVID unemployment was 3.5%. Right now, the latest stats from March show that unemployment was 6% on average, but it was actually at that 3.5% mark in a number of states. So unemployment is actually pretty low, yet at the same time, we are seeing that based on the CARES Act, unemployment benefits have extended to as many as 46 weeks in a number of states, which means there's not necessarily an incentive to hurry back into the job market if you're unemployed. Mm. So for companies in hospitality, in transportation, in healthcare, in lodging, quick service restaurants for sure, it is a battle of creativity to lure the right workers and get them excited about coming back and serving the customers that are looking to get out there again and start to mingle with family and friends as they get vaccinated.
Well, Jeannie, I'm glad you brought this up because this is something we've been talking about on the show here quite regularly. And that is, you know, what happens when people are out of work? I mean, it might seem fine. Okay, you've got a government check, you're taken care of. But what we're seeing and other psychologists are, you know, pointing out is a kind of an atrophying of the brain. And you know as well as I do, I mean, in business, if you're not keeping your bait sharp, if you're not constantly working, it gets a little dull, doesn't it? And that's the downside of, you know, the CARES Act, isn't it?
Oh, you know, if there's a downside to the CARES Act, then, you know, that would be along those lines. And unfortunately, at Daily Pay, you know, we've done studies, and unfortunately, we're still seeing 70% of the hourly workers that we studied coming back and saying that they are not financially better off since the pandemic, despite the CARES Act, despite the stimulus checks. Even if there's a number of children in the household, it's not like the government has enabled people to get into better financial shape. So they do need to work. And now you've got the challenges of work. There was recently a Harvard study that showed 80% of people aren't interested in going back into an office full time. They're demanding flexibility. And that's not just because they've found it better at home or they've gotten used to being at home as much as there's challenges around childcare, around adult care, and just around home management. And we're also up against some rising costs. You know, I don't know the last time you've put gas in your car or looked to book a rental car, but rental cars, airline tickets, you know, all of these things are going up in price because supply chain challenges still loom. And it's going to be a tricky summer for all working Americans. We have to balance the flexibility that we've enjoyed along with the needs to take care of our families. At the same token, rising costs and the need to get back to work. That said, companies can do a lot for employees. They can support them with flexibility and scheduling, with supports around subsidized childcare if they need it. There's some great companies out there that are offering to pay for childcare costs. You can look at doing something simple like offering daily pay, you know, my company service, so people can get access to the money that they make the day after they start working rather than waiting 2 weeks. That helps to reduce the burden. And the third thing is technology. You know, we've seen a lot of new technology innovations during the pandemic out of necessity, QR codes, online ordering, delivery, and companies can take advantage of those to reduce the burden on the employees that they do have and allow them to focus on great customer service. And I think collectively, if we all work together, we can get the economy back to a place where it will be pumping along and hopefully get all of our emotional senses back to balance as well.
Oh, can you imagine that? I'll tell you just a little quick sidebar. You say, you don't know if I experienced the gas situation. A month ago, I left Florida. I was paying $2.50 a gallon. Go to California, it was $5 just for the plane. The difference between a plane ride from east to west, absolutely insane. So, yes, I've experienced exactly what you're saying. And I guess the point of all this, Jeannie, what you're pointing out here is that, you know, this is a great opportunity for, you know, companies to be flexible, to really understand the landscape of what's going on and people's preferences. They've changed because of COVID, and how can they get in front of it to make sure they're hiring the best personnel, getting people back to work where they you know, can be happy? Because the fact of the matter is, when the unemployment level was at the level it was, what it spoke loud and clear was people wanted to work, and they know the foundation of happiness is a job, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think that's where our focus as business owners and business leaders needs to be, figure out how to make that job something that makes the worker satisfied. It gives them the ability to take care of their family. And I think, you know, it's a win-win for everybody if we do it the right way. Give people their money right as they earn it. Leverage technology. Be flexible. You know, look out for what's happening. I tried to book a rental car for July, and I received an email from my rental car company saying we're 90% booked for the summer. So, wow. You know, the supply chain challenges are a big deal. Prices are going to go up, and people need to be employed so they can manage through that and still have a great summer.
Jeannie, what do you expect in terms of the industries that will be doing the most hiring?
Yeah, so right now, without a doubt, it is hospitality, anything for restaurants, anything for hotels. Secondarily, or supporting that is transportation. I was in South Carolina where my younger daughter goes to school. The message on the bottom of the Uber screen said, we're sorry, we cannot find enough drivers. Please be patient. So those are areas where we're going to see a big push. Also, healthcare. You know, I know people are happy that there's less people in the hospital, but, you know, during the pandemic, there was a real shortage for workers in the healthcare industry as people, you know, were getting ill themselves and people were very tight on schedules. So it's all across the board, but I would say hospitality, transportation, lodging, and healthcare are the four.
Well, we're talking with Jeannie Walden, an award-winning entrepreneurial chief marketing officer who uses innovation to transform the way companies work to accelerate growth and brand impact. So what do you anticipate in terms of the economy and this job growth? What kind of effect it will have on our economy? It looks pretty bright, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks pretty bright. But like I said, you know, we're battling supply chain issues. We've got, you know, the end of some crazy things happening. So it's going to take us a while. We're not expecting the economy to get back to a sense of what we used to know as normal probably for another 9 to 12 months. So until then, it's going to be a little bit of a crazy ride. But if you're focused on the right things and you know what you're looking for, the opportunities are out there. Absolutely. You know, the great jobs are out there. Businesses would love to have you. People who are vaccinated and feel safe to go out, we're seeing that about 80% of them, according to a Daily Pay study, are looking to travel to beaches this summer. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out on that. There's going to be a great time for everybody to thrive over the summer and start to get back to normal. Now we just need to keep the stock market in check, and I think
we're
into a good spot.
Well, you've given us some great information and encouragement. Of course, keep an eye on technology. Jeannie, we've got to wrap things up. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
You can go to dailypay.com. You can look for our Reopen America Index. You can look for our Rehire Index. We've got a number of different pieces of research and suggestions for you, no matter whether you're an employer or an employee.
Jeannie Walden, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We've got, an archive of previous interviews available for you to download. We're givers, so we're not charging you anything, absolutely free. So you want to re-listen to whether it's the Craig Huey interview from the Huey Report. I mean, absolutely awesome. DeRoy Murdoch. Boy, I'll tell you, if that didn't get your attention, and, just all these brilliant people like Dr. John Zamerica, Liz Peek yesterday, Fox News contributor as well, it's all right there for you in order to expand your thinking and get the facts. Because, you know, our commitment to you is that we are to pursue the truth no matter where it leads at all costs, and have a open and fair conversation about these issues that, you know, in some places you can't have them. I mean, this is the thing, the comments that I get from a lot of our guests, they'll ask me, Bill, how can you talk about this? You know, I say, well, that's the whole idea about being independent, is we're not beholden to, and I'm grateful, I got to tell you, and it's totally a God thing. It's the hand of God himself that allows us to have these open, you know, dialogues and conversations with these people who, just like you, just want to know the facts. They don't want to waste their time with a lot of emotion. And, you know, there's a lot of that going around right now. And ideology is reigning supreme. And when that happens, we end up, as the Bible says, we become seekers of knowledge, but we're not attaining anything. There's no understanding. And we're kind of wearing ourselves out in search of knowledge, especially when you forego the predicate to knowledge. And the predicate to knowledge is that if you don't know God, then you don't know Bupkis. Okay, that's really, I don't care what it is, what discipline you're in. If you want to ignore God, you don't know Bupkis, because the thing is, this, the whole construct of this world in which we live in is based on godly principles. okay, like the law of gravity. You think that the Democrats, you think the Republicans created the law of gravity? You know, certain things that happen in physics, because they're there. They're there because they're God-ordained, and they're there so that they, you know, that these things will serve us, that they will serve us well. And when we honor these things, like the law of gravity, it goes well for us. Again, you've often heard me refer to the, you know, conversation between Cain and God after Cain's sacrifice was rejected by God, very simply because Cain wanted to test God or just think that maybe it wasn't important, that God somehow would give him allowance and, you know, that he somehow was going to, you know, God was going to, in a sense, that God was going to grade on the curve, so to speak. And that's not the way it goes. You know, God is very, very precise and exacting about all these issues. And for some reason, we want to think, oh, well, you know, it's not the case. Well, again, the source of knowledge is God. And if you ignore God, which, you know, people have done, you know, we talked about Darwinism earlier with Dr. John Zemerick. And, you know, what happened? I mean, you know, it was a theory. And even Darwin, you know, said very, very plainly that if these things, you know, could not hold up, you know, and it wasn't even so much him. It was people who interpreted what he had to say. And they kind of took his theory and ran with it and started developing, you know, some sort of argument which they knew couldn't hold water, but yet they presented it in much the same way we are today. Some of these arguments, they're presented to us as fact without substantiation. And the irony is, and the laughable thing about all this, is that we live in a time where science is so honored and, you know, you got to listen to the scientists and you got to follow the science and all this stuff. I don't care. We're talking, you know, climate change. Just go right down the list. You know, the science, they're all, you know, they are exactly right. And we're to follow them, you know, lockstep. No questions asked, no critical questions. But the basis of science is questioning. But they're telling us just to follow. And we're going to, you know, just believe them. And this is why Dr. Fauci is in the position that he's in right now. And it's rather oppressive. You know, he hasn't convinced anybody other than those that on the left. But I mean, true convincing and conviction is because the information lines up and you're knowledgeable. You're a better thinker as a result. You know, when somebody shares the truth, and you know it's inarguable, you just have what I call that oh yeah moment, that light bulb moment that comes off in your mind and in your heart, your very spirit. This is, yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, I can, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah, that's empirical. It's inarguable. But what's happening today is those inarguable principles and the empirical evidence is tossed aside for the sake of an end objective. That doesn't make sense. But yet we're supposed to, you know, we're just supposed to take them at face value because supposedly they know better, really? I mean, that's what Nancy Pelosi wants us to believe, is that, you know, the Democrats that were, you know, once again, you know, pursuing this interest of impeaching the president. I mean, like, who are they trying to set a record? Let's see how many times we can impeach, you know, Donald Trump. How ridiculous. How much money, how much time was wasted? And especially when we were, you know, the first time around, we were dealing with the coronavirus. What were they doing? You know, they're out there worried about impeaching a president instead of lining up and saying, wait a minute, this is a full-blown crisis, a pandemic that's taking place. But afterwards, they can claim some sort of self-righteous position and blame the president and say, oh, he was slow on the uptake and all this. Like, what are you talking about? And the thing that's so absurd and insulting is the mainstream media, as we were discussing, you know, yesterday with Rich Noyes from the Reader Research Council, is ignorant, conveniently ignorant. And they don't even want to report the facts. And they just allow these politicians to make these unsubstantiated statements, which is unbelievable. I mean, to me, it's so lazy, especially even in the realm of journalism. in the old days when I was going to school, and you know, to be a broadcast journalism, boy, you had to make sure you had the facts, you had to have a couple of notations, you had to have evidence of what you were saying, you know, unless you were just opining. But if you're presenting something of news, then you better have the facts and everything ought to be backed up. None of this anonymous stuff, none of this, you know, false narrative that goes out there, or even, God forbid, what some of these, you know, acolytes are doing now in manufacturing news. I mean, really? It's like, and, you know, and the thing that amazes me all the more, I mean, talk about people who are worthy of being canceled. It's them. It's the cancel mongers themselves that need to be canceled, because they're filling us with lies and narratives that, I mean, look, if you've got a good argument about the new Green Deal, if you've got a good argument about your position of Marxism, about how the government should be reformed, or why it makes sense to decommission police officers and send police officers out to make a stop without a gun. Yeah, I mean, you've got to, let's have the argument. Let's reason together, as we would say, so that we would come away all the smarter for the idea. But if you are, which has been the proponent of this modern era, and certainly with the previous president, is that he's all in a silo. He's in a personal silo of like-minded people, and they're in this echo chamber, just bouncing these ideas off one another, going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And nobody stopped to even ask the question, do you think it'll work? No, it's just all philosophy, alleged, all theoretical. And then they bring it to the marketplace, especially when they're in a position of power and they have control of the people's money. Then they impose it upon us at great expense on many levels. Not only is it costing us hard dollars, but it's costing us psychologically. You know, case in point, with all that's been going on with, you know, this COVID situation. I mean, somebody needs to tell someone that, yeah, we need to be careful, but all this lockdown stuff, it's over. You know, take your mask off. The masks are ridiculous. They're really not helping. I don't care if you double mask, triple mask. I don't care if you have masks that, you know, extend 5 feet from your face, unless you're in a bubble. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're all sensitive. Nobody is on top of people. I mean, you get some people that do still, you know, invade your private space. But by and large, people are really, you know, they're cognizant of staying away. We've upped our game in terms of personal hygiene, washing our hands more often. That's great. You know, if you got a sneeze or cough, you're doing it in your sleeve. You're not doing it out in the air. Although every once in a while you get a knucklehead out there that somehow, which amazes me in this era of heightened awareness and hygiene awareness. But look, these are fellow citizens. You know, no one's perfect. Some of us are, you know, knuckleheaded, some more so than others. Hey, it just goes with the patina of our humanity. So, you know, don't freak out. Don't turn into some sort of mask Nazi or cough Nazi or something like that and ruin your day and ruin somebody else's day. You've had situations where people get so excited, like in New York. I mean, you're there to get a cup of coffee and somebody gets offended. Next thing, guy's getting shot in the leg. What? Come on. You know, that's absurd. But hey, it's the expression of our culture right now, because everybody's so frustrated with all the idiocy that's reigning, and common sense has gone out the door. You know, it's missing in action right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's come together. Let's bring common sense back, okay? Can we? You know, for the sake of one another, that we can, you know, get along, focus on the real matters of this world that, you know, advance one another, advance our families. We do that, you know, this country will go a long way, and it'll be all the better and all the smarter for it. We cannot buy into this narrative and the propaganda that wants to dumb us down, because, you know, they dumb us down to such a point that they can control us. We're that much easier because we're not smart enough to deal with their argument. And even if you want to do, you know, because there's some people that are just so practical. I love people at the coffee shops of this country today. They've got it all broken down. It's very direct, very simple, and they will tell it like it is. And I love that about them.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.